McGraw-Hill Audio presents Bringing Out the Best in People: How to Apply the Astonishing Power of Positive Reinforcement by Aubrey C. Daniels. Read by Barrett Whitener. Part 1. The Perils of Traditional Management. Chapter 1. Fads, Fantasies, and Fixes. What if American management, after all these years of trying, has been dead wrong about how to manage effectively? What if the latest celebrated management theory is just another quick fix destined to reap only short-term gains and produce long-term frustration? What if the only people benefiting from this cycle of hypothetical theories are the management gurus promising the answer to companies so desperate for a management approach that works, they're willing to try anything? In 1971, Professor Joe Bailey of the University of Texas said that the half-life of all panaceas in the educational and business worlds is 7 years plus or minus two. Training Magazine, April 1993. I believe that in the last half of the 1990s, the time frame has shrunk to about 18 months. And with the new computer technology promising new and better every 6 months or so, the temptation to jump from one solution to the next, or many all at once, is even greater. As the temporary impact of each fad wears off, no longer producing the kind of changes expected and promised, many executives drop the old and charge off in search of the new and currently hot management theory. As years pass, approaches such as situational analysis, theory Z, cross-functional teams, and quality management fade from memory and take their places in the graveyard of departed management systems. The cycle of temporary answers continues because most approaches to management are never rooted in anything more substantial than limited observations, in limited settings, over limited time periods. The lesson American management steadfastly refuses to learn is that managing by emotions, perceptions, or common sense is not really managing at all. Leaders also refuse to accept the fact that people, the very engine of the business machine, cannot be ignored or treated as expendable parts. Human performance is not a factor in a complicated equation for business success. It is the answer to the equation. We all selectively perceive and retain experiences and information. We then evaluate and interpret them from a base of previous experiences and perceptions. With all of these individual variables, it's obvious that those who manage only from personal experience and the thoughts and feelings that accompany that experience are subject to unpredictable results. Today's business environment demands a much more precise approach, one that produces consistent results, one that is based on science, not opinion. My concern is that business leaders will continue to treat management as a mysterious, somewhat personal art form. Management folklore, such as management by exception, management by objectives, thriving on chaos, and so on, will continue to delay the progress of American business. As if management fads aren't dangerous enough, many managers proudly refer to their own management style. What company can possibly succeed over the long term if hundreds of its managers have their own individual management style? How do you know that each manager's style is going to support the company's values and mission? What chance does such an approach have to bring out the best in the workforce? 100 different management styles yield confusion and inefficiency. Imagine a doctor saying, "I've developed my own operational style. I'm going to operate on your brain a little differently than other surgeons would. No need to worry. I'm very comfortable with my style of operating, and I've had a couple of good successes." Or suppose a pilot announces over the plane's public address system, "I'm going to land this plane a little differently than FAA procedures require. I've got my own method. I feel that today the runway assigned by the control tower is not the best, so I'm going to use another. It will work out better, I assure you." Performing surgery or landing a plane requires precision and the use of established procedures.